Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Brachais, Perik Hei, Mishnah Beis. Maskirin Gvurais Geshamim Betrias Hamesim. You know what this means? We say Masha V'ruach Amar L'Gashem. Literally, Gvurais Geshamim, the power of the rains, Maskirin, we mention it. And where do we mention it? Betrias Hamesim, by the second bracha of Trias Hamesim. What's the connection to Trias HaMesim? When Trias HaMesim comes, there's new life. Well, rain brings new life. Without rain, we're all in big trouble. There would be no food in the world. There's a pasuk in Iyov. Oysa gedoylois. Ve'ein cheker hanoisein motar al pnei aretz. This is one of the ways that we see the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The power to bring rain that the whole world needs. Now notice, it doesn't say that we ask for rain. It says maskirin, we mention rain. We mention it, and you maybe remember this in the beginning of Masechtas Tainis, as a praise to Hashem. Because in the first three brachais, we're praising Hashem. The first three brachais of Shmonesrei are Birchas HaShvach. We don't ask for anything yet. Where do we ask for rain? The Shoyalin Hakshamim B'Birchas Hashanim. The Shoyalin, we ask Hakshamim for rain. B'Birkas Hashanim, by the bracha of the years. That bracha discusses our parnasa, discusses what we need to live on, and we need the rain for things to grow. Vait Rezakta Mishnah v'Havdalah, we mention Havdalah b'Chaynin Hadas, by the bracha of Chaynin Hadas, which is the first of the middle brachas. It's the fourth bracha of Shmonesi, but it's the first of the middle brachas. And that's where we ask for knowledge and understanding. Why do we say Havdalah then? The Yishalmi says, Im ein deya havdala minayin. In order to distinguish one from another, like understanding the difference between weekday and Shabbos, between light and darkness and the other havdalas that we discuss, you have to have das, you have to have an understanding. So in the bracha where we ask for understanding, that's where we say havdala. Another reason is it's the first of the weekday brachas. We don't say atochein lodem das on Shabbos. Rebbe Kiva says, no, Havdalah is not mentioned the way we do. We say Atachin and Tano in the middle of Atachin. Rather, according to Rebbe Akiva, Bracha Revius Bifnei Atzma, he says Havdalah as the fourth Bracha by itself. According to Rebbe Akiva, after you say Hamatzoi Shabbos, Baruch Atah Hashem, Akela Kadosh, you make a totally new Bracha. And it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMavdol Ben Kodesh Lecha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Behoida. Rabbi Eliezer says, we say Havdalah in the bracha of Maidim. During that bracha, we're thanking Hashem. So we're thanking Hashem that we have the kayach to separate between what is Kodesh and what isn't. Okay, so chazing over our mission. We know that from Musav Hashmini Atzeres until Shachris on the first day of Pesach, we say Masha Veruachi Marit HaGesheh. That's a shvach to Hashem. When do we start asking for rain in Eretz Yisrael from Zayin Mar Cheshvin? You know why Zayin Mar Cheshvin? Because you want to wait for everyone to get home after Sukkot. So the people that live the longest from Yerushalayim, we assume it's going to take them 2 weeks, so we give them 2 weeks to get home. In Chutz Laaretz, we start saying with Saint Talimatar, 60 days after the Tkufas Tishrei, the year is divided into different Tkufas. It comes around December 5th. So our Mishnah told us, we say it by Tchiyas HaMesim, and we ask for rain with Saint Talimata Levracha in the middle of the Bracha of Birchas Hashanim. Havdalah we say B'chayin HaDoas. So let's explain, there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbos when it comes in with Kiddush and when it leaves. That's by mentioning the difference between Shabbos and weekday. According to the Rambam, Havdalah is Min HaTaira. Other Rishonim hold it's only Midrabanan. Chazal were misakin to say Havdalah during Shmonesrei and to repeat it later on a kais of Yayin. So we had three shitas in the Mishnah. The first shita is what we do lahalacha. We say Havdalah in the middle of the bracha of Chaynin Hadas. And we said two reasons for that. One is you have to have das, you have to have understanding to know how to differentiate between one and another. And also it's the first of the weekday brachas. According to Rabbi Akiva, we say it as a separate bracha. Akiva says it's not connected to Chayin HaDas. We say a separate bracha that finishes Baruch Ata Hashem Hamavlu Ben Kadosh L'Chayil in Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer says we say it during Moedim. We thank Hashem for giving us the das and the understanding to be able to differentiate between Kadosh and Chayil.